The campaign showed top-tier operational tradecraft, says FireEye, a cybersecurity firm that was itself a victim. Orion's ubiquity explains why so many organisations were affected. SolarWinds says that fewer than 18,000 customers may have been struck, though most would have been collateral damage. America's ability to muster a response is unlikely to be helped by President Donald Trump's dismissal on November 17th of Chris Krebs, the head of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, for publicly affirming the integrity of the presidential election. CISA has struggled to cope with the onslaught. Over the past decade, America has tended to categorize and respond to cyber attacks according to their aims. It regarded intrusions intended to steal secrets, in other words, old-fashioned espionage, as fair game, not least because its own National Security Agency, the NSA, is a prolific thief. After China stole 22 million security clearance records from America's Office of Personnel Management, or OPM, in 2015, Michael Hayden, a former NSA chief, conceded that it was honourable espionage work. In contrast, attacks intended to cause harm, like North Korea's assault on Sony Pictures in 2014, or those with commercial aims, like China's theft of industrial secrets, were thought to cross a line. America has accordingly indicted and imposed sanctions on scores of Russian, Chinese, North Korean, and Iranian hackers.